morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify for Podcasters. That is a mouthful, better than Anchor FM. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. That's right, here we go. Once again, we're going to get into a quick fire review. This time it's not going to be a movie, it's going to be a game. A long-awaited game that I've been playing for quite some time now since it came out. But there's some pros and cons about the game I'm about to talk about, and that's going to be about Street Fighter 6. So before we do all that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. You can check me out on my Linktree, also my flow code. It is out there on my social media. Just go ahead and scan and check out all the one-stop shopping from the cool Late for the Party merch on Spring.com or Teespring. You can check out the podcast on Anchor FM, or now it's called Spotify for Podcasters. God, that sounds so weird saying that shit. But either way, and you can check me out all on forms of social media. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, I'm there. Let's get it. All right, so let's cut to the BS. Street Fighter 6. I am very impressed with how they're actually listening to the fans. They're giving us certain things that we want. That's a good thing. It's pretty much user friendly, considering the fact that, like, you can pick up the game and just play it. You got options. You got the Battle Hub. You got World Tour, which is like the RPG. You create your avatar. You run around Metro City, learning from all the world warriors and whatnot. And then you're getting the fleshed out story as well, with all the characters and their motivations, and you're getting their techniques as well. The Battle Hub is cool, where everybody goes and migrates and sit there getting new costumes. And also you could play and fight people, other players on the game, if you want to go online and compete with and play against your avatars. Also, you got the cool option, you got options to play old school arcade games as well. And the cool part is that the arcade games like Final Fight, I was playing Street Fighter, the original Street Fighter, that thing is janky as fuck. Like, how can anybody, like, the delayed, like, the punch radius and all of that shit. Jesus Christ, it was so bad. How did I like this game? So that shit is harder than Punch-Out. and Punch-Out is intimidating as fuck. But I digress from my point. But you play Final Fight. Now, I guess the update is they're going to get wings up there pretty soon. Plus, you can play Puzzle Fight, not Puzzle Fighters, but the one where you're playing, I think it's Puzzle Fighters. The Street Fighter 2, you know, they got the options, and I guess they change out the game every other week, which is actually kind of cool. I mean, if you already got, like, the arcade little, the Capcom Arcade 1 and 2, I mean, but you're already playing those on those, right? Or if you got the Anniversary Collections or the Collections of Street Fighter or any of the other ones. But it's still a cool thing to do. Still cool, a cool thing to play as well. You know, I mean, it's very hands-on. I don't really have a main. I think the main character I've been gravitating around is Ken, because I'm more intrigued on how they're playing his story out. considering the fact that there's a lot of espionage and whatnot going on. And, you know, Ken is supposed to be the rich, always smiling, backing up Ryu, but now he's kind of like one of the vocal points in the story that has nothing to do with Ryu itself. The main baddie is Johan Petrovich, who is also known as JP. He's basically the villain of the story, but he's not on that wild dictatorship or like the Illuminati. He's like very he's very interesting. He's very like it's not like he's trying to be like he's a villain, but he's not like cold-blooded with it, trying to like murk people if necessary. He's all about like money laundering and trying to get his paper and everything. I mean, if you see how he's like dressed up, like his drip game, like his drip game is on point. Like, this dude is clean. Like, I was like, his second costume is off the hook. The purple and black with the little blue trim. Oh, man. Even with the cane, his hairstyle is a little questionable. But you know what? Like, the little cape and everything, that shit look clean as a whistle, boy. Look sharper than a blade like Gillette. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, like, he look clean as a whistle, man. That is cool. But, like, I think, like, he could have been a better, like, I think he should, I mean, I don't think he was supposed to be, like, the main villain. Because, I mean, he's not as threatening. He's not, like, a posing threat like an M. Bison or a Gil. You know? Like, maybe not even to the magnitude of a Seth. Maybe because he's not like Mr. Cheese, where the villain always has to be overpowered and cheesing every chance you get. I mean, he's a practitioner of the psycho power, which is also connected with M. Bison, but his motivations his motivations basically isn't like the same. He doesn't have the same ideals as M. Bison is, as M. Bison does. So he's interesting. He's an interesting character. Now, like, for in the gameplay itself, in the battlegrounds, I mean, in the fighting grounds, it's cool that you get, like, the option to go through three different types of fighting ability. Like, you're fighting, like, if you want to go the old six-button route, which is on the classic, you get the modern route where you just move, you hit buttons and you do certain combos and a special move. And then I guess you can do a custom to where, like, I don't know, I think it's a custom, but I don't know, I never made it to, like, the second part, the third part of it. But, of course, me being the OG classic game player kind of dude, I'm just gonna go the old-fashioned route and just roll with it like that. So, either way, I mean, it's dope, I'm cool with it. There is some problems that I am, not even problems, it's just some pet peeves that I feel like they just always seems to keep making this kind of mistake. Now, I wouldn't even call it a mistake, but I think it's just trying to get past this hurdle of, like, Street Fighter 2, you gotta let it go somewhere along the lines. Because you can't call yourself, like, this is what I said before, like, you can't call yourself Street Fighter, like, for the last couple of iterations of Street Fighter. You can't call Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5, Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5, if they're still part of Street Fighter 2's era. They were before Street Fighter 3. And they obviously were just gravitating around that time because at one point in time, Street Fighter 3 wasn't the most popular game when it came out. Matter of fact, Street Fighter 3 New Generations wasn't even supposed to be a Street Fighter game. It wasn't even supposed to have, it was just called 3. And the focus was Alex. And it didn't have Ryu and Ken. They added them on after because they thought it wasn't doing so well in the arcade and whatnot. So obviously, New Generations flopped. Second Impact, I didn't even know existed until after I played Third Strike in the arcade. I didn't even know anything about Second Impact till I got a Dreamcast. And then when I finally got a Sega Dreamcast, that's when I got it. And I was like, oh, shit. They added Akuma. And they added Hugo. And they added Urien. They added him in. And it was crazy because it wasn't bad, but it wasn't really flushed out. But then we finally get to the one, the cream of the crop, and they finally did it justice. We finally got Third Strike. Third Strike was probably still hands down, probably one of the best Street Fighter games that I've played, bar none. It's still in one of my top five, too. Between Street Fighter Alpha 2 and Third Strike, Street Fighter 3, those were my definitive Street Fighter games. Now, and I'ma keep it 1,000 with you right now. Between Third Strike, Alpha 2, and Street Fighter 6, those are my top three fighting games of all time. I mean, top three fighting games right now of Street Fighter. You know what I'm saying? If I had a choice out of the top three, I'd say be about three. It'd be Third Strike, Alpha 2, and Street Fighter 6. And keep in mind, Street Fighter 6 has a lot of potential. Right now, I'm giving the rating at least a solid 9. It could be more. But is 9 good? Is 9 great? Yes, it's very good. 9 is a very good, it's damn near a great number. But even though it's a 9, it's not perfect. There's still some flaws that can be fixed. There are a couple of things, and two of them, one of them they can't deal with now because obviously they gravitated putting the majority of the Street Fighter 2 cast into this game, which I'm explaining that you can't call yourself Street Fighter 3. You can't be a game after Third Strike and you have nothing but Street Fighter 3 characters. You have no Street Fighter 3 characters on the roster. You have no Street Fighter 3 characters on the roster at all. Nobody around. I mean, Jamie's, mentors is Yun and Yang. But, I mean, other than in story, they're not really, I mean, they're nowhere to be found. But then, you got the majority of all the Street Fighter 2 cast, with the inclusion of DJ and Cammy, but everybody else, I mean, you got 18 characters and half of them are Street Fighter 2 characters. You could have sprinkled at least they put Juri from Street Fighter 4 in the game. And then, I mean, you could have at least sprinkled somebody, if you were going to do that, I could have, Do we really need to see... Oh, shit, excuse me. Do we really need to see E-Honda? I mean, don't get me wrong. E-Honda's cool. I'm pretty sure there's some E-Honda fans out there, but... Over, like, a third strike Dudley? Or a third strike Makoto? You know, hell, there ain't even no Final Fight characters up in this game. And they're all gravitated in Metro City. Shit. We ain't seen Sodom since fucking Street Fighter, the Alpha series. You know, I would rather see him. I mean, I don't care too much for Rolento because he's already been in game already and since Street Fighter 4. I mean, but we ain't seen Sodom in a while. I mean, what about Hagar? I mean, Hagar's supposed to be... Hell, Hagar's the only fucking main character of Final Fight who ain't even been in a Street Fighter game. He was in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, but he was never in a fight. He was never in a Street Fighter. He was never in Street Fighter. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. But, I mean, you know, and then it's like, that's one of the problems. That's one of the pet peeves that I had. And it to me, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's, I mean, it's fair that, you know, I wouldn't say it's fair. But I think it's also a part of what happened when the characters got leaked. I think to me, what happened with that was the characters got leaked. There was supposed to be what? 22 characters. There was 22 characters that, there was 22 characters that basically got leaked. And what happened was, I think they scrambled. I think to me, honestly, JP was not supposed to be a playable character. And between the option of putting new characters onto the roster, I think they didn't want to add more people. I think they wanted to split it down evenly, which to me, honestly, it's like, we're paying DLC for characters we've already played, but at least give us the characters we haven't played in a while. We've already played the majority of the Street Fighter cast who isn't, like the majority of the, the 9 characters of Street Fighter already through damn near Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5. And Alpha Series, and in the Alpha Series, Street Fighter Alpha 3. We've already done this dance. We've already done this tango. You know, and then The season pass to me is dog water. It's trash right now. And the reason why I say this is because we're getting 4 characters. We're getting Aki, the new girl, who honestly should be in the game. Then we're getting Rashid, who's coming out in summer 2023. We're getting Aki in autumn of 2023. Then we're getting Ed from Street Fighter V in 2024 in winter. But we're getting Akuma in spring of 2024. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a deep-ass stretch. That's way too deep. That's crazy to me. Like, why are... Like, it would have been better to me, honestly, if you're gonna do all that, you should have just gave us the characters up front. Why are we waiting, like, for like two fucking, like almost a whole fucking year just to get four fucking characters. I mean, at least with King of Fighters, they kind of like, I mean, I'm pretty sure they got a lot to do. They got to add them in the story. They got to do all that stuff and everything, and that's fine. But it's almost like, it feels like to me, like, they're already flushed out. They're all ready to go. They're already set up. So it feels like to me they already, like, these characters are already supposed to go. And like I said, with how there's how the leak brought out the leak of the 22 characters, I think they had to scramble and shuffle who and whom we're going to be in the game during launch. And honestly, I feel like maybe a few of those characters who are in launch wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. So, and I think mainly JP wasn't supposed to be there in the beginning, honestly. He's supposed to, I mean, he's fashioned as the final boss. He's fashioned as the final boss, and honestly, it's like, that's one thing that's lacking right now, because if JP is supposed to be, like, the final boss, then it's like, him being a playable character, and normally, when you got a Street Fighter game, normally the playable, like, normally, unless if it was, like, Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition or something like that, or whatnot, or like the edition, the championship edition versions, usually the final boss isn't a playable character. And I kind of miss that. Like, you know, you got to get those achievements in order for him to even be a playable person. You know what I'm saying? But either way, I digress from my point. But overall, I give Street Fighter 6 a 9. It's very good. Is it better than Third Strike? No. Not to me personally. Because honestly, it's like, at least with Third Strike, it was a flushed out, it was a finished game. Even for Alpha 2, even though we got an Alpha 3 after Alpha 2, but I think Alpha 2 was a better finalize. I think to me it was done better than Street Fighter Alpha 3. But I'm not saying that Street Fighter 6 doesn't have room for improvement. No, it's still attainable. They still got time to fix a lot of things. I mean, overall, it's still probably one of the better fighting games I've played in the last, what, two decades, give or take, two decades, and that's saying a lot, especially coming from, me, because, I mean, like, two decades, I mean, I was at least playing, like, what was it going on around that time? It was a bit of a slump, but, like, all the Guilty Gears and, like I said, my top fighting games now and still for forever will be, like, Third Strike, Alpha 2, and Mark of the Wolves. Shit, and honestly, I don't feel like Street Fighter 6 is better than those top three. I'd say it'd be in the top four right now. You know? Either way, I digress from my point. I just want to get off the hook and say that. But either way, you guys, I do implore taking a gander and playing Street Fighter 6. It's all on all four. Street Fighter is on PlayStation 2. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series, and all that cheerful shit. You can get it on Steam and whatnot. Either way, you guys, I am your host. Gonna get off the hook. So, I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off, you guys. Also, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch. Check out the flow code. Check me out on forums, scan me, and check out all the good left fashionable content. So either way, as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.